At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So I first want to apologize for not being here and on the air last week, but unfortunately I was out of the district at one of our monthly Mid-Penn Conference Athletic Director meetings. But it definitely feels good to be back in the studio, and I'm excited to share some of the latest updates on how our teams have been performing lately with all of you. So first up for today's episode, let's take a look back at this past week and see how our Trojan student athletes and programs have performed on the courts, the mats, and in the pool. So first up, varsity girls basketball. The team currently has an overall record of 4-16 and is in 20th place in the latest PIAA District 3 6A power rankings. The team unfortunately lost four games this past week to CD East, Altoona, Hempfield, and Cumberland Valley, but they played tough in every game, as evidenced by their 10-point loss to CV at home last evening, which was a great improvement from earlier in the season. The team now has two remaining games left before they finish out their 2019-2020 campaign, so please join them tonight as the varsity and JV teams host the Lady Greyhounds of Shippensburg for senior night. Up next, we have varsity boys basketball, which the team has played exceptionally well as of late. The team last week lost in double overtime to Central Dolphin East, who has been red hot the past couple weeks with a score of 47-45, and then they followed that up by defeating Altoona on the road in overtime 59-57 this past Friday. Then last evening, they defeated the co-division leading Cumberland Valley Eagles on the road with a big 52-44 win. And that really bumped them up in the District 3 6A power rankings, as they now sit with a 15-6 overall record, 11-4 in the Mid-Penn Conference Commonwealth Division, and they now are in 9th place in those 6A power rankings. So the team now has one remaining game left this Friday at home against Harrisburg. So come join us that evening at 7:30 as we recognize our seniors and see if the varsity team can't pull off win number 7 in a row against the Cougars. That hopefully would bump them up into a home game for the first round of playoffs starting in about a week and a half. Next up, varsity wrestling. They capped off a stellar dual meet season this past Monday with their second appearance in program history in the PIAA AAA team tournament. The last time the team qualified for the PIAA state team tournament was back in 2013, so it was a great accomplishment for them this season. The team finished fourth coming out of District 3, and then they faced seven-time PIAA champion Bethlehem Catholic on the road in their backyard at Catasauqua High School near Allentown this past Monday night. The team wrestled tough but fell just short 40-21 in that match, and so the team now will turn their attention to the individual postseason, where they will begin that run next weekend at sectionals at Mechanicsburg High School. And then to round out the latest news for this past week, our varsity boys and swimming teams both finished off their dual meet seasons with wins, two wins apiece last week, both defeating Redland and Central Dolphin East. The boys defeated CD East 103-38 and Redland 119-62, and the girls defeated Central Dolphin East 135-27 and Redland 103-62. Coach Donnie Miller said after that last meet, "Understanding that these were the final races before the postseason, a number of great swims led the teams to victory. We are looking forward to enjoying all that the postseason competitions bring and allow our training to maximize the potential of every one of our athletes." The boys team finished with a dual meet record of 7-2, 5-2 in the Mid-Penn Conference Commonwealth Division, and the girls team finished with a dual meet record of 3-6 and 2-5 in the Mid-Penn Conference Commonwealth Division. So like I said, the team now will turn to the postseason, which begins today with AAA diving at Cumberland Valley High School in the Mid-Penn Conference Championships, and then swimming will participate in the Mid-Penn Conference Championships this Friday and Saturday at Cumberland Valley High School as well. So that wraps up some highlights, scores, and where the teams currently stand today in the playoff race. But if you want to check out our scores daily, please follow us on Twitter or Instagram at CASD Athletics, as we do our best to post the final varsity scores each and every evening. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. You can join us here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. or listen to a rebroadcast at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So up next, I'm just going to preview events we have going on later this week and early next week, and then highlight a couple of events we have going on this month as we gear up for the spring season. So starting today, Wednesday, February 5th, our freshman girls basketball team is on the road at Central York Middle School at 4 p.m. And like I mentioned earlier, our varsity and JV girls basketball teams host Shippensburg this evening in the Cassius Fieldhouse for senior night, with JV beginning at 6 and varsity to follow. Our varsity diving individuals are at the Mid-Penn Conference Championships at Cumberland Valley High School at 5:30 p.m. this evening. And then our South basketball teams compete against the Gettysburg Warriors, with the boys at home at Cam South at 4 and 5 p.m. and the girls South team on the road at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, February 6th, our North basketball teams will face the Yellow Breeches Middle School of the Boiling Springs South Middleton School District. The North boys teams are home at Cam's North at 4 and 5 p.m. and the North girls teams are on the road at Yellow Breeches Middle School at 3:45 and 4:45 p.m. And then our South teams compete against Big Spring, with the boys home at Cam South at 4 and 5 p.m. and the girls on the road at 3:45 p.m. Then on Friday, February 7th, our varsity boys and girls swimming teams will start their participation in the Mid-Penn Conference Championships at 5 p.m. at Cumberland Valley High School. Then our freshmen and varsity and JV boys and girls basketball teams will finish their 2019-2020 seasons against Harrisburg. So freshmen girls are on the road at 3:45 p.m., with the varsity and JV girls team following them up at 6 and 7:30 p.m. at Harrisburg High School. And then our boys are home this Friday evening for senior night. Freshmen will start us off at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse, with JV and varsity to follow at 6 and 7:30 p.m. And then our varsity indoor track and field team will also be at the Mercersburg Academy Invitational at 4 p.m. Then, this weekend, we have one event. Our swimming team will continue their individual participation in the Mid-Penn Conference Championships at 11 a.m. at Cumberland Valley High School on Saturday, February 8th. And then early next week, we have a few junior high games left before our varsity teams start the postseason. So on Monday, February 10th, our Cam South Junior High and freshman girls basketball teams will travel to Altoona for 3:30 and 4:30 p.m. games, with the junior high team playing first. And then on Tuesday, February 11th, our North basketball teams will compete against the Northern York Polar Bears, with the boys traveling for 4 and 5 p.m. games and the girls at home at Cam's North for 4 and 5 p.m. games as well. So if I ran through that too quickly, you can always check out our website, www.casdonline.org/athletics, where those schedules are posted there right on the front page of the website every week. But you can also check our daily schedules on Twitter and Instagram as well. So that wraps up just the individual athletic events that we have going on here to finish out the winter season. But a few other things we have going on this month. So today, actually, is the National Letter of Intent winter ceremony for us, as it's National Signing Day across the country. And so we will be recognizing 4 signees this afternoon at 3:15 p.m. in the Cassius Library. And they include Elijah Snyder for baseball, Angel Santos for boys lacrosse, and Garner Funk and Tyler Luther for football. So stay tuned, as we will officially announce later today where each of them is headed next year and the continuation of their athletic and academic careers. Then on Thursday, February 20th, please stop by the Cassius Auditorium for our spring sports parent meeting, which will begin at 6:30 p.m. Come listen to the athletic administration, our sports medicine staff, and coaches, as important information on the upcoming spring season will be shared that evening. And then last but not least, on Monday, February 24th, the CASD Athletics Department will be partnering with the staff at Wellspan Sports Medicine to host a date for spring physicals, where any athlete that still needs their PIAA physical for the spring season can come out to the Cassius Fieldhouse and get it. Once again, that is on Monday, February 24th. and the time will be from 4 to 7 p.m. No pre-registration is required, as this is for walk-ins only. So again, feel free to show up anytime from 4 to 7 p.m. on February 24th in the Cassius Field House to get your PIAA physical. The cost is $25 per athlete, and more information will be shared in the coming weeks on social media and on our website. So with that, we're out of time for today's show, but if you would like more information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics, follow us on Instagram at CASD Athletics, and also check out our website at www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, February 12th at 1:30 p.m. for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.